Wild Strawberries by Emma Blair, read by Stephen Pacey. Chapter 1. The wind blowing in off the Lizard was as cold and sharp as a witch's nail. Christian Legal switched off the car engine, leant back and sighed. He was lost, hopelessly so, thanks to the damned mist swirling everywhere. He could just about make out the front of the bonnet of the Morris 8 Tourer he was driving. Christian fumbled for his cigarettes and lit up. What to do next? There'd been a signpost a few miles back, which had been completely unhelpful. The name on the sign was nowhere to be found on the map of Cornwall he'd brought along. He was certain he was fairly near his destination, the fishing village of Coverack, which he reckoned to be only a few miles away. But in which direction? Damn these narrow, twisting Cornish lanes. Most of them were in existence long before the combustion engine had been invented. In places, the hedges were so high, he had no idea what lay beyond on either side. He sniffed. Was that the tang of the sea, or merely his imagination? He couldn't be sure. His stomach rumbled, causing him to make a face. On top of everything else, he was starving, having thought he'd reach Coverack long before now. And he would have, too, if the weather hadn't closed in. One moment the road ahead had been perfectly clear, the next, or so it had seemed, an impenetrable wall. He drew on his cigarette, then shivered. What were his options? Get out and walk? Well, he could do that, trudging on till he came to a house where he'd perhaps find help, perhaps even be lucky enough to get a warming cup of coffee and a bite to eat. The other option was to sit tight and wait until the mist cleared. But who knew how long that would take? It might remain for the rest of the day and continue on through the night till the following morning. What a beginning!